Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated for the confession of forgiveness, found on page 95 and following, and make use of the kneelers if you so desire. Confession of forgiveness, found on page 95. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bless us of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and grace, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 and following in the front of the hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise this first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of the new church year, is hymn number 244, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers. Hymn 244, 1 and 4 only at this time.
Mercy and grace that can I come.
of the day, as it's found on the first page of your worship bulletin or the readings and prayers bulletin insert. We pray this prayer together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, save us from the threatening dangers of our sins and enlighten our walk in your salvation. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today we light the first candle of the Advent wreath. The use of candles on the wreath is symbolic of the approach of Jesus, the Christ, as the living light of the world. The first candle, the prophecy candle, is lit, opening the period of waiting that anticipates Christmas and honors those who first spoke the promise of the coming of the Christ. In the Garden of Eden, God announced that God would place an enmity between and the serpent, and the seed of the woman would strike the serpent's head. The first announcement of the Messiah declared that the Messiah would be victorious. Already there was hope, even though sin had corrupted the hearts of human beings. God revealed more about the Savior's coming to prophets such as Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel. Sometimes through dreams, visions, and inward suggestions that recognized as not their own. Although the prophets did not understand the full depth of God's messages, they told the people that God had said, sometimes it was a warning, but sometimes it gave people hope. The first reading today comes from Isaiah 2. Verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judea in days to come. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that God may teach us God's ways, and that we may walk in God's paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The Lord shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. O God of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 122. We shall read it responsibly. A song of David. I was glad when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord.
Our feet are standing
within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem built as a city,
but is bound firmly together.
To it the tribes go up.
The tribes of the Lord.
As it was decreed for Israel.
To give thanks to the name of the Lord.
For there the thrones of judgment were set up.
The thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
May they prosper who love you.
Peace be within your walls,
and security within your house.
For the sake of my relatives and friends,
I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God,
seek your good.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading today comes from Romans 13, verses 11 to 14. Besides this, you know what time it is, How is it now the moment for you to wake from sleep? For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for today, this first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of the new church year. It's from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus speaks to his disciples and followers concerning the destruction of the temple, the end of the age, and about his second coming. Jesus says, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, and one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Happy New Year to you, by the way. First Sunday of the new year in the church liturgical calendar, the first Sunday of Advent. And I was just struck, I need to say this. The end of the gospel, if you knew what time the thief was going to break into the house, you'd be prepared. How many of you have ever seen Home Alone, the first one? Okay, be brave, raise your hands. Home Alone. If you haven't seen it, rent it or buy it or something. I just watched it last night again. It's classic. It's a classic. It's now 32 years old. 32 years old, but it's a class. The little boy knew when the thieves were going to break into his house, so he had everything prepared for them. It's a marvelous movie. So blame your grandchildren or your children, or just like me, since I don't have any, I watch it my own darn self, all by myself. It's good. Home Alone, it has to do with, it's a whole other sermon, but that's what I'm preaching on today. Home Alone, yeah. Not enough people know prayers. Okay, you can quote me on that. I'll go to my grave. We know the Lord's Prayer. We know the table prayer, hopefully. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed. Yea, God, amen. Okay, we know a few other prayers in that. But see if you recognize this prayer. Okay, I'm not going to drop my shoe yet. It's attributed to the Lutheran theologian, Reverend Reinhold Niebuhr, from the 20th century. So if that helps you, okay? The prayer is attributed to a Lutheran theologian, Reverend Reinhold Niebuhr, good German Lutheran, from last century. See if this rings a bell. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You all look like deer in headlights to me. It goes on. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting the hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that goodwill will make all things right if I surrender to God's will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with God forever and ever in the next. Amen. You guys are all good students. You're just not giving me any clues or whether it rings a bell or not. The Serenity Prayer. Okay, none of you want to be known as an AA participant, because in AA, they use this prayer, okay? Oh, that prayer, Pastor, yeah. We should all pray it more often, including me, okay? Around the world, AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or Addiction Anonymous, uses this prayer. I love it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Two things happened to me this week. The first one, I got company. Ma Beek and Jody Beek, sister, are here. Yeah, they're in the front row. They don't know any better. They should be sitting in the back with Deb Sims. Okay, or the TD girls. Yeah, thank you for being brave, Debbie. I know, I see you, Debbie. I see you, you're up front. Anyway, two things happened. The first thing is I got company. I had company for 8 days. Okay? They're talking back there doing something. There's a whole other sermon going on over there. What? They're not in the back row. You're in the back row. The teeny girls are saying, we're not in the back row. Tell somebody who's listening. First thing that happened, I got company. My sister and my mother. And I love them dearly. Thanksgiving was wonderful because it wasn't just me and Jesus and Elijah. Yes, I set 3 place settings at my table when it's just me and Jesus and Elijah. And if you don't know that reference, ask me about it at coffee hour. But this year, I actually had 3 real-life flesh and blood people sitting at my table. There are no leftovers. You know, I cook a 25-pound turkey, so I have leftovers until Christmas when I cook another one. There's no gravy. There's no stuffing. There's barely a turkey sandwich left now. It's like, what? I'm going to have to cook another turkey next week. My mother and sister, bless their hearts, okay? Like the prayer says, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, which we've done. Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. We could talk about that, but we won't. Larry Sims isn't here to bail me out. Taking, as Jesus did, the sinful world, not as it is, as I would have it. The first thing that happened to me this week is that my mother and my sister were gracious enough to fold my laundry, towels, basically. We used a lot of towels because we cooked Thanksgiving dinner, and to empty the dishwasher. Now, when I was in college, I learned that there's more than one way to fold socks and underwear. I did not know that. Everybody has their own way. We're not going to talk about socks or underwear today from the pulpit. But we are going to talk about towels. For 36 years, I've been folding the towels the same way as I do every week. Do you think that my sister and my mother fold towels like I do? No, not at all. It drove me crazy. Whether it was the bath towels or the hand towels or the washcloths, they're sitting there going, what? We didn't know this. Drove me insane. Because yes, I'm OCD. Yes, I'm a perfectionist. Yes, I'm type A. And yes, I'm an old bachelor man who's lived 30s without a wife, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or anyone else in my house. Got rid of the cat. That was too much. Plants are easy. I've got 2 plants now. They don't talk back. First thing that happened this week as I was preparing this sermon, I thought of those words. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, like a mother and a sister, the courage to change the things I can, nothing, and the wisdom to know the difference. Towels shouldn't be that important. But you know, there's even other things that are less important than that that people have fights over
in families and communities, who's allowed into church, who's allowed at the altar, all that kind of thing. We won't go down there. I don't have 3 hours. I actually, confession from the pulpit, I confess my sins down there on my knees, refolded some of the towels. I went into my bedroom and I shut the door and I refolded, because at first I just put them on the pile of towels, but every time I walked by them, I thought, they're wrong. Thank you for laughing with me. They aren't laughing at all. I can't wait to go home. Tammy Heimgartner and Marion Hedlund, you're going to have to save me today, okay? I'm just saying that. Yeah, I didn't hear that, but that's okay. That's the first thing that happened to me this week. And I thought of this prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, like a mother and a sister, the courage to change the things I can, which is nothing, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting the hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. The second thing that happened to me this week is that Kathy Strand died Tuesday night. After a few weeks now, her family and I have gathered together, and we actually did the commendation for the rites, they call it, the Roman Catholic Church. And we gathered together in a bed, and I did the blessing and all that kind of thing. I visited with her husband a couple of times. I visited with her daughter twice. And she died Tuesday night. Her daughter is going back to Boise, Idaho, to be with her son who goes to Boise State. The other son goes to that other university up north, whatever that's called. Yeah, all you Vandal people, yeah, go Vandals. I know, I hear you, Pat. They're all going to gather in Boise. It was a gift that Kathy died after years and years of dementia, debilitating dementia, and then full-blown Alzheimer's. She died on Tuesday night that they might gather together on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's where they are today, in Boise, and celebrate her, give thanks for her life, as we did at my dining room table, because it still really hurt 2 days later. I had known Kathy Strand for 15 years, which is a drop in the bucket. I've known her all of her life as she lived in this community, as a school teacher in that. Kathy Strand was faithful in worship. Kathy Strand was faithful in Sunday school every Sunday. And when she got to the point where she had dementia so bad she couldn't drive herself in that, she had her husband drop her off. And then a friend, you know who I'm talking about back there, would take her home. And there got to be a point where in Sunday school, those of you who've been there, she couldn't answer the question of the day. It was too much for her to think about what's your favorite color or what's your favorite pie. Or who would you like to be when you grow up? Her brain wouldn't work that way, but she came to Sunday school and worshiped nevertheless. The second thing that happened this week seems so silly compared to the towels. I mean, the first thing seems so silly compared to Kathy's death. And yet they're the same thing. Me not being able to fold the towels right, or my family not being able to, and then have over life and death. The Strand family had been waiting years. And finally, she got to that point where her body, she was 70 pounds. She wasn't a tall lady, but she was 70 pounds when she died. Her body just kept eating away on itself because her heart and her lungs kept working. Her brain was gone. And finally, she was given peace. Okay? And that's talked about in this prayer too. Accepting the hardships as a pathway to peace. Her daughter was in tears as we did the commendation for the dying. She goes, and then when I talked to her on Wednesday morning again, she said, "It's a good thing, Pastor." I said, "I'm so sorry." She goes, "Don't be sorry. It's a good thing. She's not suffering anymore, and she has peace." She ministered. Kristen Strong is her married name. Kristen Strand Strong ministered to me. She has peace. And I thought about this prayer. And I thought about the gospel reading for today. Even Jesus doesn't know nor the angels in heaven. Only God knows. And God gave Kathy and her family peace. They seem unrelated, but we're not in control, folks. I am a control freak. I won't call my mother and my sister freaks, but they're in control too. Okay? We're all from the same pea pod, okay? And we're always, always right. I love it when we get together, whether it's at the beach, that helps a little bit, or at my house or my mother's house, it's like, this is how we do it here. You know, don't turn those lights on, don't turn those lights off. My mother, bless her heart, she knows me so well. She unloads the dishwasher, puts everything on the counter because she won't put it away in the right place. And it's like, yeah, and so we can work as a team. She takes it all the dishwasher because she's closer to that than I am. I don't bend anymore very well. And I reach up high where she can't reach it and put everything away. That's what we're supposed to do. Work together as a team. That's what I saw Kathy's family doing. Her husband and her daughter were working with her as a team. As she laid for the last 11 days of her life not eating or drinking anything. And her body just used what it had until it had nothing left. Jesus says to his disciples, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Keep awake, therefore. Be alert, for you do not know at what day your Lord is coming. Therefore you should also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." One theologian I read and I shared with the Sunday school class this morning, one theologian said, God doesn't make appointments. He doesn't warn you when he's coming. God just shows up. Surprise. I like that. God doesn't make appointments. You don't know when they might be coming. My sister said to me, "How we're going to, you know, it will either be there on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday." This is last week. I went, okay, I'll be ready for you. I won't put a pot of soup on or anything. Well, they got there Sunday afternoon, like at 5:30, 6 o'clock. It was like, yay! And I fed them supper. I've noticed that my sister hasn't let me beat her at backgammon yet this whole week. We've been together for 8 days. You beat your mother at games, but you wouldn't play backgammon with me. Yeah, we should need to talk to Marion Hudnell about that. You know, backgammon. Do you see the connection? And thank you for laughing with me, because towels are a silly thing. But two things happened to me this week. Towels and death. And grieving the loss of a friend. And yet, if Jesus is hopeful as he waits for something that he himself does not fully understand, only the Father does, surely we can learn to hope from him. We should have hope for the future. We should have hope that indeed the first Sunday of Advent, as we do all of the finery and the garland and the lights, that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. We will wait 4 long weeks. We just lit. Charlie lit one candle only. We have to wait 3 more weeks till then that next week we light the Christ candle. And we celebrate the light of the world that no darkness can overcome. Neither towels, nor death, nor nothing can overcome the darkness we might find ourselves in. Keep awake and wait, but today the word is hope. Amen. I have no wife, you know that, or children or grandchildren to talk about in the pulpit. So I talk about my mom and my sister. My sister said, "You know what, we should sing on Sunday soon and very soon." I said, "How did you know? Did the Holy Spirit speak to you?" She goes, "I like that song." I said, "You're going to be the song leader today." Put the fear of God into her. I know that song. Okay, this is all, and I'm not at the right place. We're soon and very soon. It's an old, it's not an old spiritual. Andre Crouch, yeah, whoever that is, in 1945, he was born. Soon and very soon, it's sung by a lot of Pentecostal churches and that. Sing it like you're Baptist, okay? I don't know how she, good Danish Lutheran, in the German Lutheran church, is going to play it. And since I'm fretting, I can fret mom and sing musician. And I'm so glad you're here. I thought we had to do this a cappella. Sing it the way she plays it.
but sing it like you're Baptist, okay? Soon and very soon, 4:39. And for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the God of all. Your children everywhere cry out for mercy and peace. Awaken the church to the urgent needs of our time. Break down barriers of culture and custom and unite all people in your name. God of grace, Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. God of wonder, the earth's beauty and abundance is your gift. Teach us ways of sharing all creation and caring for life. Guard fragile habitats, preserve wild places, and protect all that is endangered. God of grace. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. Beat our weapons into tools for serving our neighbors. Inspire all leaders, rulers, and governing authorities in our nation and around the world with your justice, your mercy, your peace. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, and violence, and war. God of grace. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Come to the aid of the poor, especially those suffering food and water shortages or loss of homes due to natural disasters as we enter into these holy days. Comfort your people filled with fear or anger, anxiety or shame. Bring healing to all who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially those we now lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Especially be with our Sunday school staff, students, and parents as they prepare for the Christmas Holy Days. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. Sustain doctors, nurses, and medical personnel in their tireless work. God of grace,
hear
our prayer. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who have died in the faith, especially this day, lifting up Kathy. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives, turning our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we ever can ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father. For the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church in Miracle Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the new church year. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Kim Ferguson, week to Boone Julio, Nathan Moracle, Rebecca Beautikofer, Kelsey Taylor, Scott Horton, and Shelby Henry. Happy anniversary this week to Charlie and Tracy Woodworth. This week at St. John's, see the reading and prayers page for this week's events listed on the schedule there. There are many events coming up this week ahead. There are other announcements, sorry. Go ahead.
Good morning. Tomorrow is Daily Bread. It's our last Daily Bread for this year. From 5:30 to 6:30, it will be put on by the EMS. We will be having soup, salad, bread, and dessert, so please join us. And if you would like to help, get with me after the service. Thank you.
I invite the communion assistants and alcoholics to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for the Holy Communion.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymn. Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle hymn number 208, and the prayer, the blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Coming of the King and the reign of God in our world. Hymn 434, Jesus Shall Reign.